This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, date of birth August 28, 1933. Dear Dr. Power, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Jennings with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. She was seen on April 23rd of this year in consultation. And she does report that she was seen in the Mount Pleasant Ready Care initially in the middle of October for cough. She was treated symptomatically as there was no thought that there was a bacterial infection at that point. And then the end of October, she still had, or the end of September, actually, it was mid-September when she was seen for the cough. Then at the end of September, she still had the cough, and her family urged her to go and have a recheck. So she went back to the Ready Care 10-8 of 24 and was started on amoxicillin and Zithromax, and she did have a chest x-ray that showed some possible right upper lobe pneumonia, and a small density was noted in the right upper lobe, about 0.7 centimeters, suggesting a CAT scan be performed. So she has had a CAT scan of her chest without contrast, 10-16 of this year, and that did show some clear focal intrates with some scattered streaking granulomas within the lung. There was fibrotic changes noted in the right upper lobe into the hilum and bronchi and bronchial areas. Also associated atelectasis in the right and middle upper lobes, and also in the left upper lobe. She had some streaks noted also at the lung bases, and she had small calcifications noted, and the findings were found thought to be possibly inflammatory. She's actually feeling a lot better. She also had a tick bite that was found on her arm, and she was seen at the Ready Care again and was told that it's a good thing that she's on double antibiotic therapy, and the course of treatment was extended for another week, she reports. Currently, she's feeling much better, and this is a telemedicine visit today, as she was unable to get a ride from Mount Pleasant to Alma today for follow-up. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily. Also, spironolactone is 50 milligram daily. And many supplements also that are unchanged. Also, Synthroid, 50 microgram daily. And a regular aspirin, 325 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 155 pounds. Blood pressure 122 over 58. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-16, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.23. Previous level was 1.2. Calcium is 10. Sodium is 131. That's improved. The previous level was 128. Chloride is 27. Albumin 4.5. Phosphorus 4.1. Hemoglobin 12.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue checking labs every 3 to 6 months. And 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, mild hypokalemia, most likely secondary to spironolactone. And it, as long as the level is greater than 130, that is a stable level. We will continue to monitor. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.